call me your own. And when we think about your own, we think about the fact we share together as family. Now, when we hear the word family, it evokes a variety of different images, and we might think of different things that people have said, you know, some very insightful things. Desmond Tutu said about family, he said, you don't choose your family, they're God's gift to you as you are to them. Writer Maya Angelou said, I sustain myself with the love of family. And of course, we have the little bit more of the humorous side of family. Comedian George Burns said, happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city. See, when we think of family, there's a lot of different components. And we're here because of being a part of a family, God's family. And we're going to share in a meal to remember what the Son did and how our Father loved us so much that he sent his one and only Son so that we could be sons and joint heirs. But when you think about family, there are definitely different characteristics about family. And we'll have the opportunity over the course that I have the privilege of sharing, looking at several different ones. So the first characteristic, though, and the one we're going to look at today, is when you think about family and a shared characteristic, we think about sharing blood or genetics. What's interesting is experts estimate there are 60,000 to 100,000 genes that are made up of DNA in the human being's 46 chromosomes. A baby gets 23 chromosomes from his mother and 23 from his father. With all the possible gene combinations, one pair of parents has the potential to produce 64 trillion different children. Gives you kind of probably a clear idea of how impossible it is to predict just what your baby may look like, or what you were to become when you were conceived and you were born. But regardless of maybe how you physically looked, your appearance, your height, your weight, the fact of the matter was, is because of your blood or genetics, there was no doubt that you were your mom's and dad's. See, blood is something that you share with them. That's what family shares. Paul writes this in Ephesians, the second chapter, in verse 11. He says, therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. See, what we notice is in this passage that it's the blood that allowed us to share in the promise, that no longer made us strangers but family, that gave us hope and brought us near. But Paul doesn't stop there. He continues on in his letter in verse 14 of Ephesians 2, and he says, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, have abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, such as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both in God in one body through the cross, thereby putting enmity to death, And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. We gather here as spiritual family because we have the same blood. We have the same genetics. We were once afar off, but now through the blood of Christ, we have been brought closer, and we have access to our Father, our Heavenly Father, through the Spirit. Why? Well, Paul accounts this again in his letter to those that Rome, the Christians there in Romans chapter 8, verse 12, he says, brethren, we were debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you're debtors to the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. We share the blood, we have the Spirit, and now we're sons. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we will also be glorified together. The blood that we share in gives us the Spirit and has access to the Father. And we're part of a family now. So as we gather here today to remember what, in many ways, our big brother did for us by dying on the cross, that blood gave us access to the Father. And it allows us to share in this meal because now we have the same spiritual genetics through Jesus Christ with access to the Spirit with our Abba. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. And Lord God, as we come together as spiritual family and in celebration and partaking of this meal, this spiritual meal, it's to remember that the blood is something we share in now. We share in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we can be redeemed and have been redeemed and are now children and are now family. We are so grateful for the blood. And we pray, Lord God, that as we share in communion, that we remember we have things in common as family. And that is to be called Christians. We are so grateful and thankful, and we lift this prayer up to you now through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.